Last episode, we had a fight. I didn't expect it to be that hard. The gelatinous cube is one of the most, like, iconic creatures. Like, that literally goes back to, like, D&D first edition. You can find, like, the old, like, pencil drawings that they used to have in the first book. They're really funny looking now, but... What are some of your favorite, like, old D&D creatures?
Well, my favorite, and I've been following, you know, the bestiary of D&D for a long time now, is probably the Rakshasa.
Yeah.
The tiger cat demon with the backwards hands. Because, like, they're not just a monster. Mm-hmm. They are a devil with societies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the only reason they entertain human servants is because they're their favorite food.
Wow.
Yep. They are evil, they're intelligent, and if you wrong them, they will hunt you till the end of their life.
Yes, they will.
They're horrible creatures.
John, I'm going to tell you, you should read The Liar's Blade.
Yeah.
You should absolutely.
What is...
I don't know what that is.
My fucking cat.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, it's fine.
John, you should read The Liar's Blade.
Yeah, you've been telling me that for a long time.
Dude, I'm serious. I read all three books, and I'm not going to say one isn't in there.
Yeah. My second favorite from the bestiary is probably the Kraken. And I would wager a large amount of money that even though it's a low-level monster, the gelatinous cube has probably caused more low-level player deaths than any other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the episode we just saw, like you know, I expected Benson to get sort of sucked up just because he walked into it. But, like, you know, I didn't expect it to go that haywire.
That was very close for two of us dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so... I would say my most favorite, but also most feared D&D beast would have to be the Mind Flayer.
Damn it, you picked it.
That is a good
That's a good one.
Yeah. Because I was debating, I was like, man, I really like kobolds, but then I thought back to, like, what creature really, like really got me, like, as far as, like, this is, like, a crazy beast, and it was also the cause of my very first character death.
True.
I had a dual wielding ranger that was a lizard folk. Man, I loved him so much. And, like, this is like going a little bit back, but so Jake, he got me introduced to Dungeons and Dragons, and, like, I was, like, you know, kind of into it, and then Jake gifted me with a mini of my lizard folk, and I was like, this is awesome.
He got his brain sucked out.
I need to tell you, after I gave you that, and then your character dies shortly after, my wife, your sister, made me feel so fucking bad. She was like, why did you do that? I was like, I didn't. I didn't do that. I was like, the vampire mind flayer dude.
Yep.
Yep. She was like, he loved that character. I was like... Well, shit, I don't know. I feel horrible.
Yeah. She grabbed a spray bottle full of water. Bad Jake. Bad.
But let me tell you, that first character death really taught me just kind of like the gravity that Dungeons & Dragons has. It's not like just go back to your most recent save point.
Nope.
Oh, this character is coming back. No, they are gone.
Yep.
And it made me, like, respect the game more, and also made me, like, respect the monsters that are found in it more. Like, the Mind Flayer is, like, no joke.
And it doesn't matter how much you've written for the character, how much you've developed the story, it's gone.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yep. It's just like life, man.
But Jake, I have 10 pages. You throw them in the trash.
Yep.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Twin brother. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
I remember being there. My first ever character, Grug. He decided to go rip teeth out of the skeleton behind the altar, and you went up and expected it, and it murdered you instead of me.
It's all that happened.
Yep.
So, Mark, what's your favorite old, original D&D creature?
I didn't start D&D physically playing it, but I was always interested in the characters themselves.
Okay.
But once again, Tim stole the idea. Mind Flayers, definitely.
Still a great choice.
They are fascinating to me. But the one thing that I didn't realize until, I don't know, a couple of years ago, is that how they technically reproduce.
Yep.
And it is horrifying.
Wait, how do they reproduce?
Oh, do you not know this?
No, I don't.
So, I have it because I mispronounced the word. But what they do is that they implant a juvenile, Ilfid, into their skull, the victim's skull, and then the tadpole-shaped offspring then eats the brain.
Wait.
And oh, yeah.
Then it alters the form to become a new Mind Flayer.
Yep.
So it is horrifying.
So my lizard folk...
He probably became one.
A Mind
probably
Flayer.
Became one.
Oh my gosh.
You know, some would say that sounds kind of Lovecraftian.
Uh-huh. Maybe a little bit. Also, but, the word illithid is a little bit
Lovecraftian. Yes, but, very much so.
But the funny thing is that I first encountered Mind Flayers in a game called Demon Souls because they were jailers. And they had an ability that could actually stab into your brain and cause damage. But besides to be a pick a new creature, probably a Tiamat.
Tiamat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because you know the first time I saw the D&D cartoon, it's the first creature they they fucking fight. You know,
yep.
Level ones just fall Tiamat.
Yeah, as a I'm gonna say a professional GM, but like bringing characters into a game and then being like, by the way, there's Tiamat. Just like, it's kind of a dick move.
That's a huge dick move.
He's like, I think you should be able to conquer them. What? No. He's a five-headed dragon?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, you guys are brand new players. You're fighting a god. There's supposed to be like 5 or 6 seasons of an anime before you fight God.
Yeah, right.
Nah, straight to the point. Yeah, but like, Tiamat like was always interesting too, like just because dragons were freaking cool, but the five-headed one had like elements going all the ass, and it's a deity essentially.
It is a deity,
it's
God.
Yeah. So, plus it's what like in every Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah, I know. Right. So, they always have some form of that.
Yeah.
God, what was it? And oh god, I could pick another one actually. Since.
Well, I'm gonna turn to Kelly.
Yeah, I'm gonna come up with one more.
I never played Demon Souls, but I've always heard that game was like. Unreasonably difficult.
I mean, if you're bad at the game,
yeah, if you're good like us,
just gotta get good. What Demon Souls didn't have was a couple things that would have made it a lot easier that Dark Souls put in. That's the reason why.
From software improved it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I think one of my bucket list items for Pathfinder, D&D, whatever, is to encounter a Wendigo and then shit my pants.
Oh man.
Every time I look up the Wendigo and just read what it does, I'm just like, this thing is fucking awful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Terrifying. Like, what would any party who encounters one do?
Yeah. It's one of the things too is the Wendigo. It most of the time in forums and whenever it's talked about outside of the bestiary, is that people will say if the Wendigo is played correctly, you will kill the party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, they're awful. Like, you read the description of them, there's powerful monsters all over the bestiary of these games, and, there's lots of terrible ones, but every time I read the Wendigo, I'm just like, how does anybody encounter this thing?
It is my favorite cryptid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those monsters that it's lore as far as, actual, Native American stories that talk about Wendigos.
Yep, the Algonquin.
Those stories are some of the most terrifying things I've ever read.
Do you know how the Wendigo was made? Like, how it's born?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've told me before.
So, the Wendigo creature is born of when someone gives into cannibalism in order to survive in the wild. Yeah. And it's always in colder climates, so it's always in very cold, forests and stuff like that. And so the Wendigo is always born of someone that fell to cannibalism in order, they ate their friends to live.
And there were certain people in the Native American community that their job was to hunt Wendigos, and if they believed you had it in you, they could kill you.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like they're awfully powerful, and there's a huge description, but here's Paizo's just the first paragraph. Beings of ancient evil, Wendigos haunt the minds of mortals, driving them to desperation and ultimately cannibalistic madness. They enjoy whittling down prey before they strike, trailing victims for days, even weeks, while plaguing their journeys with nightmares and foul weather.
Oh.
So they don't even have to, engage you. They'll just follow you around and drive you insane, and then they'll kill you.
Yeah,
and turn you into a Wendigo.
Yeah, I remember I think that was the first edition Wendigo that one of its abilities was it did a will save in order to make you frightened to run away, and if it succeeded, if you failed the save, you would just run off. But the thing about it though was that there weren't any components, and you didn't have to see, hear, or be aware of it.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you were just fucking terrified out of nowhere, and you were like, I gotta go, and just run.
Yeah, and they wind walk, so, like, you can't hear them. You don't hear their footsteps approaching.
Gosh. They don't.
They're awful. Like, they're really, really, really terrible
and
monsters.
Not to mention, the range, I think, on most of their abilities is freaking far, too. Yeah. Like, it's like a mile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
So that's always my bucket list, is to have a PC killed by a Wendigo.
Killed by
a
Wendigo.
Because I don't anticipate beating a Wendigo. No.
Well, guess what was in the armory?
Like, maybe Age of Ashes ends, you know, we win, we kill whatever awful calamity is at the end of this book, and then we, you know, he just kills us with a Wendigo when we're on our way home back to Breach Hill to, you know, hit up Benson's house.
We face Dahawk himself and take him down, and what's in the treasure room? A Wendigo.
We poop our pants and then start eating each other.
If this was first edition, Benson would literally be the only one that stood any kind of chance, because Paladins in first edition were immune to fear.
So the most iconic creature to me. So I got to go between a few. So I'll give my runner up, and then I'll give my number one. My runner up is something called the Glabrizu, or the Treachery Demon.
Ooh, I see that figure.
So the creature is a big demon that it sort of has like a dog head, and it has giant claw hands, and then it has two tinier hands. So what it does is it grabs you with the claw hands and then tears out your innards with the tiny hands.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's only after it has made a legally binding contract and then made you fall for it. Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah, Kelly's got a picture of. They look awesome.
Oh, wait. Don't you have a mini of that?
He does. I do have a mini of that.
What do you call it, a mini? It's kind of big.
It's pretty big, yeah.
It's a big mini.
So it's a medi.
My number one, though, is a mimic.
Oh, that's a good one.
God, that's completely
classic. Mimics are classic. So I love how mimics can, you know, they can obviously be anything, but, like, it's one of those things that, like, when people remind themselves that mimics are in the world, they don't trust a single thing. They don't trust a chest. Right. They don't trust doors. They don't trust ladders. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't trust any
chairs.
Chairs. Let's say, oh, there's a hatch. Don't fucking trust it. It's going to eat me. And then the Dark Souls ones were just so weird that I love the Dark
that
Souls.
That laugh.
Yeah.
Plus, they could roundhouse kick you.
They could, yeah.
They had some legs.
Okay. Very lanky.
So, one of my D&D bucket list things is to be in a mimic house. Because mimics, they can cooperate.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So, just like the whole house is just like 50 mimics.
How about we stop giving Jake ideas?
I'm not writing anything down. Don't worry about that.
No, you don't need to, Jake.
No, straight up imagine, Tim. Like, you have a haunted house type thing and have only four mimics, but you have no idea. Because, like, the less mimics there are, but you're like, oh, okay, you're safe. And then you hit one.
Yeah.
And then the other ones move. And then move around the whole
the
house.
The horror is not just the monster, it's the paranoia of the monster.
Yeah.
Last thought before we continue with the adventure. Jay, who the hell is that person on your roll 20?
Oh, my icon?
Yeah.
Have you never heard of Neil Breen?
No.
He's a real human brain.
I don't think so. I've definitely never seen Neil Breen. He's just some white dude.
Neil Breen is a superior human Breen.
Breen?
Jesus.
He's the real human Breen.
Yeah. So Neil Breen is a director that we're going to have to sit down and watch Kelly, because he's...
What has he done? I might know what he's
nothing
done.
Nothing you've heard of.
You haven't.
He's done 5 movies total.
Yeah.
We'll watch them. Don't worry. For anyone out there, tweet at us and tell us your favorite Neil Breen movie.
Yeah, of the 5 of them.
Yeah, all 5 of them.
I mean,
they're all works of art.
Twisted Pair.
And you say 5 of them because it's all of us.
Yep.
Yeah, we're the only ones to listen.
And then Double Down, I Am Here.
Double Down, I Am Here.
Now. Because he did a space there.
God.
Fateful Findings, Pass Through, and Twisted Pair.
So
I've seen 3 out of 5.
Neil Breen aside.
Yes.
You guys have cleared out the Citadel Old Terrain Vaults.
Hey!
Low floor?
No.
Woo. Wait, did we actually, like, loot this room, or did we just get a flashback out of it?
Just got a flashback. That's
I think
all.
You just got a flashback out
that's
of
all
it.
You get.
Let me read the room.
I don't want to read the room.
I did read it. I'll read it again. Empty weapon racks line the walls of this room. Repair forges, long abandoned and cold, sit in a lonely row toward the back, along with a crude lean-to, seemingly made from bits of rope and ripped leather.
Hmm.
Can I make a perception check?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hmm.
7.
14. 23.
Ooh, there you go. 14.
So while they're none of these weapons are functional, most of them were sort of in the middle of being made when they apparently had to be abandoned. Kezra, it's pretty fitting that you find three jars of lesser alchemist fire.
Fuck yeah, man. Getting a real arsenal of
arsenal.
Just boomy potions here.
Boom boom potions.
Boom boom. Cool. Three bottles of alchemist fire.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah. Elk's, since he's slightly transfixed on like certain things, he just kind of snaps out of it from last time and just starts like pushes over a rack, just kind of idly, like not like malicious. He just kind of hits it.
Okay.
Kind of like he's not showing too much emotion with it.
Sort of stuck in his thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's useless anyway. Like you said, the weapons are rusty, not even there.
They're rusted and completely, they would break them when we try to use them.
Challenge mode.
Well, it would seem we've seen everything to see in this room, and I leave.
All right. Benson walks out. Does everyone follow?
There's nothing else.
I look back at the group and say, I think it might be wise if we checked out that tunnel again that they seem to be digging in.
Yes.
Oh, yes, that would be wise.
Bree. Come.
Bree.
So I...
Tim changed his Roll 20 avatar to a picture of Bree.
Yes, Bree cheese.
I don't get it.
I thought you said Breen.
I did too.
Everyone change your icons to Neil Breen. Come
yes.
On. We all have to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys go back to the northern area, right, where they were digging?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so you go back. Pip and Zarf are just like,
oh, we're back here.
Wait, at the tunnel?
So
did we make them stand guard or something?
No.
No?
No, they're with us.
Yeah, they're with you.
No, they're following.
They're just not involved in any of the combats.
They watched their mighty Kezra being trapped inside of Jaleski.
Oh, yeah. Look, Kezra, we knew that you had a plan all along.
I'm still alive, aren't I? Everything fell into place.
you stood there frozen just to bluff at the creature, didn't you?
Never knew what it had coming.
B11 is the room we're talking about?
Yeah.
You guys are...
B17, technically.
B17. Going up to... Oh, wait, well... Yeah, you guys want to go to the northern hold that they started? Or do you want to go to the southern one?
Oh, was our...
I thought we investigated the northern one.
Yeah. You said the one that they were digging, and this one is clearly...
No, I was thinking the tunnel that was heading towards town.
Okay,
yeah.
So
that one.
So that one, you come up to the tunnel. Last time you guys have stacked a bunch of boxes there in order to make sure nobody came through.
Yeah.
They look completely undisturbed.
That's good. Well, it seems the boxes haven't been disturbed, so I think no one has traversed here, so perhaps we'd be safe to check it out. I mean, Abadar did seem to give me the indication that we would be all right searching the rest of this level.
I walk down the hallway.
All right, so you walk down the hallway.
Someone opened a bottle.
Oh, who's that? I found a bottle of liquor.
What was that? 12:45.
So as you're walking down, it is tight. It's only a 5-foot wide hole. It looks very well crafted, despite not having any like tool marks. So a lot of it looks to be done without tools in some way.
Like it's all like. Sheared clean?
Yeah. Sheared clean dirt.
Wonderful.
By the way, I'm assuming that I have light cast on my shield.
Yes.
Otherwise, I can't see jack shit.
Yeah. And it just wanders into the blackness and never see him again.
And it is dirt.
It's dirt.
Sheared clean. Okay. Weird.
I put
Very
my
weird.
Hand up to the tunnel wall. Is it soft or is it solid?
It's softer. It's firm, but you could clearly just take a chunk of dirt out.
I very quickly back up. I don't think it's very safe for us to be in that tunnel. Nothing is reinforced.
We need to see where it goes.
And there's an Argelon escape.
Are there, It'd probably be a good time to see if there's been tracks going through here.
Yeah.
The tracks that you did see, when you walked into the room that had all the empty boxes, you did see tracks come from this tunnel go out to that door and then walk backwards and then walk back again to the tunnel. Hmm. So someone has been through here recently.
Hmm. Benson, somebody's been using this. We can't just ignore it. We don't have time to reinforce it.
Fine, then.
I'll go first.
I walk ahead.
Benson, if...
I know you're walking down the tunnel.
I know, I say, Benson, wait.
No, he's so...
I'm not so much concerned as this tunnel being reinforced, but for it to be so cleanly dug, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Abadar is the god of cities, and he dabbles in magics of excavation and construction. If this was somehow done with magic that is beyond my powers, perhaps we should tread lightly. Do we think we are well enough to continue on? I have a fair amount of powers left by Abadar, but my higher level powers are not available to me right now.
Benson casts lay on hands on himself. I'm fine.
Hmm. Kezra?
I'm fine. Benson, since you're going first, why don't you drink this?
And he hands you one of the potions of dark vision, which will give you 60 feet.
Ooh.
As opposed to the 20 feet of light.
Cool.
Oh. Thank you. Yes, this will be helpful.
Out of curiosity, how long did those last?
6 seconds.
10 minutes, I think.
10 minutes.
11 minutes.
All right. So you drink the potion, and you walk off into the tunnel.
And real quick, the second I drink it, the darkness just fades in front of Benson.
It just fades.
Whoa.
Damn.
So you follow the tunnel for what seems like ages. After 10 minutes or so, your dark vision goes away and you still have your shield, which is nice. It is a cramped tunnel, being barely 5 feet wide and completely dark. You walk in a line until eventually it comes to a ladder. The ladder appears to go up to a trap door.
Trap door. All right.
Is there any way I could just try to understand how far this thing's gone?
Well, we walked longer than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You walked what seems like hours.
What?
I thought you said only after 10 minutes.
Wait a second.
No, after 10 minutes, his darkness went away, but yeah.
And we had the sense that the direction was towards town.
Correct.
Oh, man. So we... Wait, okay. I look back at the group, and I point to the door, the trap door, and I just...
I look at Benson, I kind of give like a no motion, and I kind of nudge Elkwood to kind of listen.
Yeah, okay. Elk is just gonna, let me take a look.
Kezra, as you're about to go up the ladder... hands out the invisibility potion to you.
Thank you, Kezra. Thank you.
All right.
All right, so...
You go to listen?
Yep. So, climb the ladder. How high is the ladder?
It's only like a 10-foot ladder. It doesn't go up high.
Okay. I am so scared right now. I'm terrified.
So, he's going to stealthily climb the ladder.
Okay.
Do I feel like drinking that potion of invisibility? How long does that last?
it would last 10 minutes, so I would assume.
Okay.
Kezra whispers like,
"It'll last 10 minutes.
If you go through that door, use that first."
Okay. So he's first going to stealthily climb the ladder.
Okay.
So yeah, that's fucking wonderful. Right, that'd be a 15.
Okay. With a 15, give me 1 second. Does anybody know what time you guys came back in order to complete this?
Oh
shit.
It was, wasn't it the morning?
Did you guys come back in the morning?
Oh, wait. Another thing, too.
First thing in the morning, yes.
Which I just thought about. Since we're walking like a long time, does anyone have any like wounds? Because I can treat wounds.
I'm good now.
You're good. Are you good, Kezra?
Yes.
Okay. All right, just checking.
Okay, so you guys went back first thing in the morning.
I thought we came here in the morning, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We did.
We did.
Okay. Because we remember we had that nice drinking, and then we just left.
Yeah, and then you left. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Elk, you ascend the ladder and you kind of put your half-elf ear toward it, and you hear... you hear some people talking, but it doesn't sound like a lot of people. It just sounds sort of like people milling about.
Perception check? Like, can I hear, like, is it common?
It's common, yeah. Yeah, you hear people sort of talking about, like, no, it's over there. We'll get that. Well, no, let's get it ready for today. Yeah, if we do that, well, I mean, I guess we could feed them that too, but.
Can I use a perception? Like, could I be able to tell where this is, like, in the town? If this is,
I mean, it's completely dark and there's still a hatch. So do you want to open it?
Sure. He's gonna take a look at the. Okay, you know, screw it, because I won't use it otherwise. He'll drink the invisibility potion.
All right. So you drink the potion, and all of a sudden you see Elk just sort of fade away.
And then he's gonna slowly open the hatch.
All right,
stealthily.
You slowly open.
I said stealthily.
You stealthily open the hatch.
What does that add?
It's a plus 10 to your stealth.
Beautiful. Oh, 16 on a die.
Oh, nice.
35 then.
35. So, to you guys, Elk has disappeared.
So,
bye, bitches.
Benson, by the way,
oh.
He looks anxious and he's looking down this tunnel. He does not want to be here anymore. That's why it's.
Yeah, gotcha. As you open the hatch, Elk, the smell of alcohol, stew, and pickles fills your nostrils. It seems you've opened the hatch into a storeroom.
Pickles? Alcohol?
You look on the shelf, on the shelves in the storeroom. It looks to be there's just like boxes and varying sizes. And then it looks like one whole shelf just has hundreds of different kinds of pickles.
What?
Pickles.
It was the Velasic bird all along.
So he's going to just fully go up then.
Okay.
Into it. Because, shit, he's invisible.
Yeah,
at this point.
Yeah.
And slowly... See, like, is there aim on, like, right there in the room?
Yep. No? Storeroom looks very empty and of people. It's mostly just this stuff.
And I wouldn't be able to tell, like, it's not Cadence Keg, I guess.
It does not look like Cadence Keg, no.
That is odd. He's going to take a look a little bit outside. There's a door closed, open?
There is a closed door going east again.
Okay. So he's going to stealthily move over to that door.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Yeah!
Oh, that's a 39.
With that, you find you hear a very familiar voice. It sounds like Roxy Den, the owner of the Pickled Ear.
Pickled Ear?
The Pickled Ear is a... It's a tavern on the bad side of town in Breachville.
Oh, yeah.
And you know her to be... She likes to get some hardy adventurers in here, and she always loves it when there's a fight, because that brings in more business and stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can't deny her business senses there. And then, okay, so I'm determining this. He's gonna stealth back to the hatch and open it.
Okay.
And I just keep rolling for these, or?
No, you don't have to do it.
I'll roll it anyway. Yeah, that's a 34.
It's a 34.
The DC was a 35.
Oh, shit. I just want to show how fucking awesome I am at stealthy and invisible.
Oh, it's so much fun.
So,
not even God could see me.
Elk comes back, and you guys are looking up, and you see the hatch open up, and you don't see anything.
I immediately climb up.
Right. Patson! Just like as soon as he gets to the top of the stairs, Patson!
I swing!
Oh, shit! Try to hit me!
Demon knows my name!
You don't have a combat climber? You can't swing while on a ladder?
Yes.
You got that nerd thing?
No.
Nerd!
No, that's not ours. That's perfect.
Not ours. You climb up, and Benson, you also see what looks like the storeroom to the pickled ear.
Yeah.
The fuck?
It's like and some sort of bar, Benson.
I lean down the... as soon as you say that, I just like, yeah, Jesus.
I'm like, I'm right here.
Stay there. And I go
I move.
He won't do that. He won't move.
Benson would know this place, right?
Oh, you would definitely know it, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You've come here plenty of times right? to stop people from stabbing each other.
Yeah. I open the thing. We're in the fucking pickled ear. I don't know if you know about this tavern, but it's a seedier tavern. Get up here.
Oh, Kezra right. comes up and he's like,
smells wonderful in here.
Yes, I fucking love pickles. Here, I just grab one of them off the rack.
Just starts eating the pickles. Just to like see a pickle jar just disappear off the shelf.
I know this is a serious situation, but can we stop for a pickle?
I don't know how it looks like.
You can always stop for a pickle.
I don't know how it like, gives Kezra like the dirtiest look and like just like very smugly is like, Kezra. Are you going to pay for that pickle?
Damn you, Abaddon.
I kick him down the ladder.
Stop, criminal scum.
The perfect sign of a heist.
Kezra pulls out like a couple of copper and just like sticks it in the back of the storeroom, like on the back of the shelf behind the farthest back pickle jar.
Yes, I've paid. I've paid, okay? Can I eat?
So Adelar goes into his bag, pulls out a note, and starts drawing up a receipt for pickles and places it.
He's writing, I just kind of saunter up to Kezra. I always thought he was that specific for money given to him. I didn't think he gave a shit about anyone else's money.
Abaddon takes stealing very seriously.
Good to know.
So while you guys are debating about paying for pickles...
This was clearly the most important thing to do in this room.
Yes.
I mean, you said pickles and deviled eggs as well, or no?
No. When you walked up, you smelled alcohol stew,
and yes.
pickles.
So, in all seriousness, Benson actually like goes and listens to the door that would lead out into the tavern.
So, but real quick, is this episode called Penny Pinching Pickles or what?
I had a name picked out. I'll discuss it with you after the episode.
Alrighty.
Shit, Kezra, can you get my wolf down there? He can't climb ladders.
Right.
Yes.
He's like sitting at the bottom with his tail anxiously waving to get thrown.
He likes pickles too.
I fed him pickles.
Just keep this thing quiet.
Okay, but seriously, how quiet. Many copper is pickles? Like, Kezra needs to remove this from his character sheet.
Wait, is it a pickle?
A copper, a pickle. There. Benson.
It was a jar of pickles too.
Poor Jake. Just wants to move this shit along.
As you walk up to the door in order to walk out to what you know is the pickled ear.
I stealth.
The door opens in front of you as you're reaching for it and Roxy's standing there. And she's like, Benson.
This is the owner.
How
right?
are you?
I reach out and grab her by her shirt.
So, what?
And I pull her in and I slam the door shut.
Benson, what's going on? I didn't do anything. I told those guys. Wait, why are you here?
I, still holding her, flip open the door to the tunnel. I think you have some explaining to do.
What?
Huh?
By the way, she's played by Kate Flannery. Hmm. Meredith from The Office.
Oh, man.
So you wouldn't be able to pick her?
Nice.
No, fucking strong.
I am the strong.
So, is she saying anything?
She's sort of like, yeah, what? It's a hatch.
Do you know where it goes?
No.
Do I believe her?
Make me a perception check.
This is Alor's expertise.
I know. I'm gonna.
You just see Kezra like eating pickles well. In it.
Jake, I just rolled a natural 20.
Not 20.
You think that she doesn't know, but her demeanor just tells her she just doesn't give a shit.
Okay, I then walk her to the wall closest, shove her against it, and hoping to roll an intimidate check here, you will tell me everything you know about this tunnel, you will tell it to me now, and you will tell it to me in a tone less insulting.
Okay, go ahead and roll an intimidate check.
Please be high.
24.
So as you slam her up against the wall, she's like, fuck, Benson. Ugh. Okay, fine, fine. Look, Vox comes in here sometimes, and she goes in. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. Can you put me the fuck down, please?
I drop her. Well, okay, first, before I drop her, do I believe her?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I drop her. Thank you. Where is Vox?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a few days, but...
Who's Vox?
Yeah, who is
Benson.
Vox?
Benson.
Does Benson know
Vox? Lorraine was the owner of the Reliant Book Company. Calmont's boss.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you very much. And I toss her too old for the mess, like you do.
Please don't say anything.
We've got to go talk to a bookseller now.
Okay, so she is terrified of you, for one. And she's like, listen, I don't really know what the hell she was doing, okay? She came down here with weird magic stuff. I don't know, she had, like, skulls and bones and shit.
Oh, my gosh. Shit.
I don't know. She paid me a ton of money just to shut the fuck up, so I did.
Well, then keep shutting up, and don't mention this to anybody.
By the way, that is Roxy Den.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
She looks like Kate Flannery.
She really does.
So as we're exiting, I'm supposing we're exiting the building.
No, we gotta go through the tunnel again. We forgot the horses.
It takes you 6 hours to get home.
Benson, the horses. Benson, if you're thinking what I'm thinking, and if she said that she went down here with skulls and stuff, to me, she's growing up in Chilliax, I know this smells, this reeks of necromancy. I think, as a member of the Town Guard, we should report this to the authorities at once.
I'm no longer a member of the Town Guard.
Wait. What?
I quit several days ago. My time in this town has been coming to an end for a long time now.
Do you at least get your pension?
I don't think so. I've only really been here for like 3 months.
Will they seize your house?
I don't acknowledge that.
I'm gonna fucking lose it again.
You've been corrected like 5 times now. I think you're doing it on purpose.
Doing what on purpose?
Exactly.
He just has a smug aura.
Alright, so I'm going to attempt a diplomacy check to try to convince Benson that we should at least report this to the authorities before we proceed. Yeah, it's only a 13.
Benson does not give a shit.
Because it's your will DC,
yeah,
right?
Which is, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, with that's insane.
Yeah, no.
Alright.
I mean, that wouldn't be necessarily out of Benson's mind right now.
Yeah.
But Benson is under the impression we have to move with all haste.
Yeah.
Well, then...
Yeah, I'm going.
Okay. All right, I'm going to follow along.
As we leave, and Kezra's the last one out, he crouches down next to her.
These pickles are delicious.
And then, ting! Flips a copper up, grabs it.
But I'm keeping this.
Ooh. Oh, out. Yeah. Man!
Yeah, so
bad boy Kezra.
Oh, see, man.
Stealing pickles.
See, what you didn't know is that since I'm still invisible, I'm just watching this. And then,
yeah, right.
And then another jar just disappears from the
There are two undisputable facts in this world. That is that Benson will have a house in Breach Hill, and these pickles are the greatest pickles ever.
They're really good. I don't know if you guys have had like jalapeno pickles.
Oh, they're
dude,
amazing.
They're all so gosh. Good.
They're so good.
Okay, so.
But like the best part though, like if he's just, oh, the pickles are delicious, by the way, and he just disappears, but it's like invisible.
Yeah.
So, like, what?
Just like embodied
like,
voice.
Yeah, she's like looking for the voice of who the fuck was that?
I mean, there's like a wolf leaving, but what's the,
yeah.
What the hell is this dog? What?
Right.
The most confusing day she's probably had in a very long time.
You guys have all convinced me I need to get a pickle now. I'm like very craving a pickle.
you hear the crispy crunch. Of Kezre just chomping away at a pickle.
You know what the best sound is when you unscrew the lid and it's just like a pop.
Yeah.
Like the seal just
like, you know you're about to have the most like glorious experience of eating a pickle.
Oh yes.
Tim's getting a pickle.
Tim's getting a pickle.
Oh man, I see he's sweating over there.
He had to have the pickle.
Man, we could just
this
have
is not the time, man.
So Benson is on his way to confront a necromantic witch, and Adelar's getting a pickle.
So Benson and Elk definitely know where the Reliant Book Company is. It is also on the bad side of town, tucked way in the back.
The bookstore in the bad side of town.
In the ghetto.
Just a bunch of pornos.
In the ghetto.
That's just a front for all the necromancy.
You walk in, it's the hallway, and then it's that curtain that they always have.
Yeah, the curtain. It's just skulls.
It's a dude with a tome of Zonkuthon. Somebody opens it. What is that? Porn!
You get to the Reliant Book Company. Tim's enjoying a pickle.
He's enjoying that pickle.
In the middle of recording.
We're professionals here.
Adelar's in the middle of the clearing, just chewing on something.
Just eating a pickle. Oh.
Excuse me, Jake. You'll excuse me. I'm going to cook this steak.
I have a salmon.
Keep going, please.
You've arrived to the Reliant Book Company. How do you proceed?
Benson, like, visibly slows himself down.
Okay. Benson. No, just try to calm down. Calm down. Deep breaths. We don't want to cause too much of a scene here.
We must have control.
Also, and Benson, invisible again.
I'm yeah. Sure. I whoop. Just grab the door and just slowly open it.
As you reach for the door, it is locked.
I guess that...
All right.
Oh, no.
Chicka.
Benson's about to break this door down. Well, unless somebody has a better idea.
How many people are, like, kind of... Is there anyone just looking around?
The Reliant Book Company actually seems to be kind of out of the way for a lot of people.
So I don't see anyone, like,
casting. You don't see anybody walking
around. He's on try to pick this lock.
Yep.
Gotta use that thieving skill somehow.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's a 13.
13. You didn't fail by 10 or more.
She's probably got that Yale lock on there. Well, this might take a while.
She's got a ring. Gosh.
Oh,
little camera doorbell.
That is 25.
25. Chikink. It opens up.
After you, Benson.
I just walk in.
Okay.
You walk in. The storefront, or the main, like, shopping area inside of this, it's mostly just old books. You can look around the shelves, and you don't really find anything of interest.
Give me her name again.
Vaz.
Vaz. Vaz Lorraine. In the name of the town god, if you are here, show yourself now.
I'm stealthing off to the side immediately. Yeah, that's a 24.
All right.
Because as soon as he starts telling, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not used to being around someone so boisterous like that.
Yeah.
Kezra's just standing in the door, shoving pickles into his mouth.
Benson walks over and grabs a pickle angrily.
Come on out now, we know what you did. Come on.
Vaz does not come out.
I will just then start rummaging through shit.
Okay. Like I said, most of the books are pretty... They're dust-covered. It doesn't look like anybody really...
Before I start just rummaging through books, I would have gone to the back and...
Okay.
No one reads anymore.
Nobody reads here. So a lot of the books just appear to be old, dusty tomes. Many of them look pretty old, as if they just sat there completely untouched. But you do look behind the counter. There's an empty till, so it looks like all the money is just gone. There's also a ledger that is mostly boring and unimportant, albeit for the last entry. It appears that she bought a magical parchment used to summon a fire mephit. Literally the day before the call for heroes.
As soon as Benson reads that, he grabs the ledger and throws it across the room. Son of a bitch!
Benson, what did you find?
It wasn't the fucking halfling.
What are you talking about?
It was his boss the entire time. Why didn't we come back here and check?
What was on that ledger?
She summoned the fire mephit, not him.
What? Didn't he confess to it?
He's an idiot. He probably just wants us to believe he had the capability to do that.
What?
Well, we'd have thought that? Took me a second.
Kezra! Who's saying it was abstraction?
Give me a pickle, I'm angry.
There are no more
pickles. Oh, here you go.
There are no more pickles left in the drop.
Sorry, that was the last one.
Benson attacks.
Throws the pickle jar.
I mean, from that, what he's saying, or like that we looked at a ledger, or he looked at a ledger and threw it across the room, so whatever. But that Calmont confessed to that.
Calmont said that he stole it and he hated Vaz.
He set fires.
So could it... He... I mean, should we have checked if he was telling the truth about that? Like, if he was...
I mean, he's certainly not the kind of guy to lie. He was pretty proud about having stolen the scroll and then using it.
I mean, it's not discounting what she was doing, but it's not like... He is innocent about it at all.
But why did she buy the scroll in the first place?
That's a good point. Why, you know, she's a bookseller,
right?
Those booksellers are crafty.
Benson, we need to finish sweeping. Wait, do we sweep the whole place?
No, you've only looked inside of the retail area.
Perception check.
Benson, we need to continue searching through this whole place before we make any rash judgments.
You're right.
Elk rolled a 25. Perception.
For fun, then.
Okay. So you, as you guys are looking around, there is a door in the back labeled staff only.
Benson, you can't go back there. It says staff only.
God damn it. Foiled at the end.
You're lawful.
Where do we submit our resume?
I tried to open the door.
I don't read well.
I can't.
Elk, what was your perception check?
25.
25. As Benson goes to open it, you can see that there looks to be some sort of chain mechanism attached to the door, and you grab him really, Benson! Really quick.
Stop.
It is clearly trapped.
This door is trapped.
Then please untrap it.
Push Benson into the door.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah, that would be...
You didn't more say than one how. Way.
To, more than one way to skin a cat.
He wouldn't die, I think. Let's see. That would be what? Thievery again?
Yeah, it'd be a thievery to disable the device.
Ooh. 24.
24. So you find the mechanism is attached to the door handle, so it looks like when it was pulled, when the door handle was activated and then opened, you pull the chain and break it, and you see spikes come out of the door frame and fall down and into. I'm going to tell you, John, that would have been 4d6 plus 3 piercing damage.
Nice.
So after Benson sees this happen, he clearly has a moment of... He fucked up with the gelatinous cube, and
he almost fucked up here.
He needs to calm down, and he'll reach. Are you visible now?
Yeah, I've been visible.
He's just clapping on the back. Says, thank you, and he will then open the door.
Wait, Benson. Before we go in there, take Abadar's blessing, and he casts magic weapon on your blade.
Ooh, very nice.
All right,
yeah.
Cool.
So magic weapon
becomes striking.
Yep.
Nice.
One minute.
That means you gain the. Does that mean you increase the damage die?
Extra damage die.
Extra damage die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it lasts for a minute. So.
Wait. So that's like zeal for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I believe it stacks with zeal actually.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yep.
That tickles me pink. All right.
You go into the next room. This room is unfortunately a humongous mess. It really looks like just sort of like a, like an office space sort of thing. There's like a desk and some, you know, some books and notes and stuff. You guys take some time to look. Make me a perception check.
Shoot. I don't know, but I just thought of something that we should have done. Is that we should have asked the bartender when was the last time she saw Vaz.
We should have, but Benson was in too much of a hurry.
Damn it, Benson! We usually blame Kezra for charging ahead.
Wasn't me, I was busy.
Just got the brine, it just keeps catching. Alright.
I rolled a non-natural 20.
Okay.
There you go.
19 for Adelaar.
Okay.
Because they're still licking his fingers.
Okay.
17.
And, all right, so Benson is the only one. You notice a few notes. They look to be scribbled, but it looks to be a very rushed writing job. But it clearly says, aha, entrance to Alceta's ring, Guardian's Way.
Is there any kind of check?
Society?
Hey!
We'll tell you that.
One of my better ones.
Kind of good. Hey! These dice are actually 17. Pretty good.
All right, so Adelar, I'm assuming you share this with the group.
Yes, I do.
Adelar got himself a 25.
Okay. 25.
Well, there we go.
So after you hear that, you're like, oh, Guardian's Way is an old military outpost about 6 miles west of Breach Hill. They used it during the Goblin Blood Wars.
What?
So it seems...
This ring was never in the fucking Citadel?
It was in the outpost.
Voss... No, not Voss. What was the name of the halfling?
Calmont.
Calmont got it wrong. It wasn't Hell Knight Hill.
It was the outpost.
Which meaning this but whole thing would be a distraction.
But why would... If the ring is there, that means the creatures from the Mulongi Expanse... How did they get to Hell Knight Hill?
It has to have something to do with Voss. This entire escapade has been a waste of our time.
I mean, we gained levels, but yeah, but still.
I mean, aside, but yeah.
Found some sweet weapons.
I'll go to +1 bastard sword.
Wait, what if Hell Knight Hill was just a test? What if it was... like a practice run to see if they could take something smaller out before waging the all-time the full attack on Breach Hill.
What would I know about this outpost, being that I was a guard here?
So you know that you've heard of bandits would like hang out there and stuff like that, so you think that there might be some ne'er-do-wells there, but you, when you think about it, it kind of makes sense, because Hell Knight Hill was at the base of a mountain, and you remember Guardian's Way being on the other side.
Oh.
Wait, so that means that, like, Guardian's Way is further from Breach Hill than the...
than Hell Knight
Hill? So Hell
they
Knight...
weren't trying to attack a Breach Hill.
No, they weren't trying to attack Hell Knight Hill. They just had to clear it out so they could have a path to Breach Hill.
That's the theory.
Circumventing
the
whole
thing. There is another door in the back of this room.
Check it first.
Benson starts to run up to it and stops.
Look first, and then answer. Oakwood.
Okay. I'm guessing magic weapons have worn off by now.
Awesome
spell though.
Yeah, I should probably wait to cast it.
Should that be a 24 for looking for traps or anything else?
Check the door. You look at the handle again to see if she used the same one. You look at the corners. You don't see any traps.
This one looks clean.
Open.
Clean.
Locked.
I will go to unlock it.
I'd like to think as soon as he starts, okay, real quick, he's going to start, locking it, then I'm going to try to kick the door in as soon as he starts.
Okay.
18.
Yeah, you failed, so Benson can kick in the door now.
Yeah, go for it.
It's an athletics check.
Athletics.
One more for the hell of it. Yeah, I failed that one, too.
15.
15 does not do it. Ram into the door, and it just kind of... You feel it splinter a bit, but it doesn't do anything.
Oh, we got the boy Kezra. I see it.
He's out of pickles.
26. Yeah, he ran that thing.
Oh, right. Okay, describe what exactly happened.
He sees Benson shoulder this thing and just doesn't budge, and he's just like, out of the way. Boom! Just kicks the door open.
Well, damn.
So the door just falls off the hinges. It doesn't come open. It just slams.
I would like to think that Jake was just about that. Didn't make it. He just bounced right off the door.
This door leads to what you assume to be Vaz's personal quarters. This room is also a complete mess, as if someone were trying to make a hasty escape. There appear... You guys look around for a little while. It looks to be like a bunch of like just useless stuff, kind of just stuff that she couldn't like grab in the moment. Make me a perception check while you're looking around, though.
God.
Adelar was paying attention. Because let me tell you guys, I got a fiery fist on the die.
Oh.
That's a nat 20, everybody.
That's a nat 20.
He beat me.
Total of a 28.
Ooh. Well, as you go through Vaz's closet, where she had some clothes, you find a bunch of scrolls that were sort of tucked way back in the corner.
Ezra, take a look at these scrolls.
He's going to read R on all of
them. You read R on them. One of them is Conjuration. Another one is Necromancy. And then two of them are Necromancy. And then another one is Universal.
Kezra, what do you make of the auras they give off?
I'm just going to start rolling Arcana checks.
Okay.
How many was it? Five?
One, two, three, four. Four scrolls.
Anyone that you fail, I can try.
Right, natural 18. Natural 3.
Ooh.
10 for a 15.
Mm-hmm.
And natural 20.
All right. Oh, yeah. The first one was Acid Arrow.
Oh, okay. That's a good spell.
Yeah. The second one, you rolled low, but it is False Life.
Yes!
All right. Get that extra false life.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so you already know that one. Third one was Obscuring Mist.
Hmm.
And the last one was Touch of Idiocy.
Oh. Wait. Touch of Idiocy.
Those all sound extremely convenient if you're trying to work your way through society.
Indeed it does.
Touch of Idiocy to trick people who are supposed to be guarding something. Obscuring Mist to get away. False life to save yourself.
And Acid Arrow to make a kill.
Very astute, Benson.
Is there... I'm just going to... Can I roll an investigation check to figure out... I don't know. If she's left soon, or has she been gone a while?
Survival check, maybe? Or?
It looks like she hasn't been here for days.
Oh.
Days.
So she's probably at this place.
So now, the call for heroes happened a few days ago, so...
It all lines up.
It didn't even matter.
Pretty hard. It lined up pretty well.
Didn't even matter.
Probably the most interesting part of this entire room, though, is the book on the end table next to her bed. Entitled Breach Hill, Outpost of Liberty, is a book everyone in town can recite in their own words, as it is the historical retelling of the founding of Breach Hill. What's so strange is that it appears that Vaz stuck notes inside particular pages of the book. Some of the notes read as such. Ha! How rich. Idiot humans trusting a lying wizard. The next note. The fools put a statue of the duplicitous charlatan. Hilarious. The note Vaz had written from her research seemed to suggest a completely different history of Breach Hill. They seem to indicate that Layman Breachton was not a benevolent savior, but an egomaniacal wizard that tried to build a society of servants to appease his needs, and when he failed, he wiped their minds. Then, out of a sense of guilt, he spent the next year helping these amnesia-ridden people before disappearing entirely. Although Vaz's notes indicate her moral depravity on his actions, as she wrote, "The fool should have just left them all to die. Guilt gets you nothing." Her research also indicates that Vaz has hit nothing but dead ends trying to find out what happened to Layman Breachton after he left the area. She suspects he is long dead, though.
Wow. So after we, read through this...
This is groundbreaking.
Adelar's blood is boiling. Abadar is the god of honesty, fair dealings. So to learn that this entire city is built upon a lie, he's just shaking, and he's like, never before have I seen such a deception upon so many people. They need to know the truth. But more importantly, we need to know what happened to this Vaz.
So Benson is standing, and he oddly looks calmer. Yes, we do need to find Vaz. Tell me. Do you think she worships a god? Do I know if she worshipped a god?
She was very reclusive. She didn't talk to anybody.
I think anyone who is a studious person would know that the gods exist and that they're quite evident. Maybe a god of knowledge of some kind?
I've not told you many things about me. I am Benson of the House Black, and as I live, no god will save Voss from me.
Oh.
Damn.
There is no one that escapes the eventual grasp of justice. If you shall be the sword, I shall be the shield.
I've always been partial to shields.
He now, just lifts him up. You'll be my shield.
You guys...
Oh, jeez.
Knowing that anyone that's lived in Breach Hill for more than a week knows that they look at Layman Breachton like a god.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He is literally their savior. They like that. They have read stories about him. There's literally a statue in the middle of town. So you guys have a little bit of insight to what actually happened according to Voss's notes.
According to Voss.
According right. to Voss's notes.
So,
well, I think first things first, that trapdoor is a direct tunnel from the Citadel to Breach Hill. That is a major security threat. I think the Council should be alerted immediately. Maybe we do not let on that we know more about this town's history, but I think that should be secured, or at least the tunnel collapse, or something like...
Fill it with stones.
Anything.
That might just be the easiest part of our problems. I don't see any real reason for it to stay open. Have a bunch of workers fill it with stones.
I agree.
Sounds like a plan.
You could easily talk to Mr. Passandi at Passandi Stoneworks, I think it's called. Just get a big stock of rocks.
Yeah, but who's the head of the town council?
Greta Gardenia.
Right. I think we need to go to Greta Gardenia about this first.
I agree.
Okay. So you guys want to head to... I imagine she's at the town council.
Yep.
All right.
I go in.
Okay. You go in and she's sitting there. Remember, she's played by Amelia Clark.
That's right, yeah.
He's like, oh, so Benson, I pray you're well.
We have more insight. I told you about a tunnel that was moving towards Breach Hill.
Yes. What came of it?
We found another tunnel that is complete and underneath the Pickled Ear.
Her heart just drops. And she's like, the Pickled Ear? What's her name? I believe she's Roxy... Roxy Ben? Roxy?
I don't believe she is... She might be responsible, but don't judge her evil. She's simply...
Are you sure? She's quite the lowlife.
She's a simpleton.
Yes.
So...
Voss.
Voss?
Voss paid her to use the basement for shady business, and apparently she had the magical means of digging a tunnel all the way from here to Breach Hill.
Not only that... I suspect that she has raised the dead in Hell Knight Hill. We have encountered many creatures that seem to be reanimated of the resting knights of Hell Knight Hill.
So she's just sweating at this point, realizing that not only are there undead things in Hell Knight Hill, but apparently they have a tunnel all the way back.
Well, no worries about the undead. We took care of them, but it still is a security threat. We need to collapse the tunnel, post guards, whatever measures we can take.
Drop stones down, fill it with water. That's the easy part.
What do we make of the cultists, though?
They worship the Hawk.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the undead?
I don't know if it does. We don't have enough information.
We did learn that perhaps she might be at this outpost. What was the name of it again, Benson?
Oh, that was called... Poopy Poopy Butthole Guardian's Way.
It was Poopy Poopy Butthole Guardian's Way.
Most just call it Guardian's Way.
No, you have to add the first part. That's what the GM said.
Sorry, God.
Truly a majestic land site.
She might be there. We don't know. This Calmont, I'd like to talk to him more.
He's still sitting in jail, as far as I know.
That's good. Does anybody else have anything they want to say?
Do we want to bring up the whole thing with the scroll, that she ordered the scroll?
Yeah.
Calamont only stole the scroll. He used it, but it was Voss that ordered it. I can't imagine she had any good intentions in ordering or using the scroll.
Oh, I'm truly surprised with Voss's actions. She was quiet and reserved, but I never expected her to have nefarious intentions living here. If you track her down, bring her back, and we will surely throw her in jail as well. Perhaps near Calmont, so he can annoy her to death.
Believe me, if what we think is true about Voss, there shall be much justice to go around.
Wait, there's an old business to be tended to here, Adelar. We completed our contract of liberating the Citadel. If we are going to be extending this adventure on to some other outpost, I believe compensation needs to be discussed.
Now, Kezra, this is a matter of public safety. I think we can waive our fee for now.
And in case you forgot, there's another floor in Hell Knight Hill.
That is right, Benson. It seems our contract is still unfinished.
Wait, you're telling me there are more floors than just the one?
Well, there was the main hall, there was the upstairs, and there was the basement, but I think... Didn't we...
I thought you said there was another floor.
There was another floor.
Okay. Like, okay.
Greta is asking for flavor.
Oh, okay.
Yes, there's definitely another floor. There was never any doubts.
Never.
Oh, goodness, that is... It appears this just continues to get deeper.
Much like the dungeons themselves.
I'm glad you got my pun.
Yep.
Well, I will get some guards together and get some heavy movers, and we will fill the hole and seal it as best possible. I assume we'll have some questions for Roxy.
Do I believe that Greta Gardenia knows who Benson is, like, actually?
You came into town, and she's probably spoken to you a few times. Your interview was probably with her.
Okay.
No, I mean, you came through. I'm a paladin of Iambide. She was like, here's your...
Did he interview well?
Greta was like, Benson, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Why do you want this job?
Now tell me...
It's not going well.
Now tell me, you see two guys fighting over a woman, and they're both drunk. How do you approach the situation?
How hot's the woman?
Benson only made it because they were really low on manpower.
Yeah.
They were like, well, you failed literally every question, but we got like five dudes, so just come on in tomorrow, 9 a.m. Yeah. Sharp.
I would appreciate it. I'm not technically part of your town guard anymore, but I am Benson of the House Black. My crusade is to root out corruption and injustice. Please allow me to work without any shackles, and I will get you results.
If the terms call for it and she must be eliminated, I suppose that is the best thing to do. I just feel as though we could get more answers. But do what you will in the field, Sir Benson. I completely trust your senses of right and wrong.
Then allow me to speak with Calmont without any interruptions.
Very well. If you think you can get something out of him, then perhaps we can do that.
Truthfully, I don't know, but he's the last person to speak to this Voss, so I need to speak to him.
Okay. You guys make your way to the jail. It's the same guard there.
So on the way, Adelar is going to kind of talk to Benson on the way there. Benson, what do you plan on doing with this man? Hopefully nothing unseemly.
What is unseemly in the eyes of Abadar?
Well, something that is cruel and unnecessary. Abadar believes in the rule of law, and that once we cross the border into chaos, we have not only crossed a border that leads into something that cannot be retraced, but we lose a part of ourselves, Benson. Chaos is not the path to go.
We've been fighting chaos this entire time, my friend. That entire citadel of Hell Knights, frogs, monkeys. We've been fighting it this entire time. You and I, we're the solution.
The solution. But we must not become the chaos in order to fight it. We must take a different path than the ones we are fighting against. That is all I will say. I will leave the rest to you.
So Elk's gonna come up and just clap a hand on Benson. He's, don't worry, I'll keep him in line to make sure he doesn't go overboard.
And Benson genuinely laughs. But we've got business to attend to.
So you guys make your way to the prison block.
Prison block cell 15.
Cell 15. They only have 15 cells.
They just skip numbers.
I mean, honestly, just 15. With a town this size, 15's a lot.
Yeah.
Population.
So you guys go up. You walk past some of the old... there's some old, like... some guys that stole some stuff, two people that got into a fight that they put them in the same cell, told them to talk it out. Regular Scrabble that usually comes in Breach Hill. When you go up to Calmont's cell, he is not there.
Wait.
Where is the halfling?
Oh, they fucking... We took him out to get a piss.
I just start... Where?
No, it's happened yesterday. We took him out to get a piss, and he stabbed one of the guards in his dick, and he ran off.
I literally just fucking grabbed the guard. Are you telling me this little halfling is gone?
No, he ran off in the fucking woods. He's probably dead.
I push him off. Where?
I don't know. He ran fucking north. I don't know. Benson.
Benson, I've got this.
He's dead.
I highly doubt it.
Who's dead?
Calmont, he's in the fucking woods. You and I have been out there. We've seen what horrible things are out there.
You didn't fight Calmont. I did.
He's a rabbit.
I hope one day to forgive your incompetence and I leave.
That was very hurtful, Benson.
Benson didn't hear it. He's being moody.
Benson shrugs off. Kezra looks at him. He's like, I really like Benson these days.
Is this the same guard that Benson was like, how's your mother? Benson, that was cruel.
That guard's just been like, dude, Benson's had a bad week.
Benson's been really savage lately.
Benson in his morning prayers to Iomide. No, Iomide, it's not a phase.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So, apparently, Calmont has escaped. And
wonderful.
They...
But the council didn't know about this?
A day ago, apparently, they didn't tell anybody.
Oh my gosh.
Is this talent? I will... Benson will make it a point to actually check on the guy that Calmont stabbed.
Because he said in the dick. That's pretty
Yeah,
bad.
That's serious. That's...
Yeah, I mean, so, does he need healing?
He's just holding a rag there.
Does he need, like, counseling?
So, Benson, you go up and there's some guy on a bench outside of the barracks, and he's just like...
I think I'm a role play this one there, Jake.
Hey, Herb. How you doing?
How much you
doing? I'm not good, man.
Heard you got stabbed in the dick. This is a very serious podcast.
This heard is you, serious. Adelar.
Heard your tallywhacker got tapped.
This is why you never tango. With a disgruntled halfling, they don't reach you. They can't reach your face, or your heart. They only know one thing. At least in my experience.
All they really got to do is open the mouth and chomp, and you're done.
Oh my god!
So he's just sort of sitting there on the bench, just sort of twiddling his thumbs. He's just like,
"Fucking stab me in the dick, mate." Would healing him do anything?
Plus, what am I nuts?
I'll lay on hands and just
fucking. Oh my god!
Wait.
You'll lay on hands.
That just
got... I'm well aware of that.
Oh, that's too much.
Kessler's like, I'll give you a minute.
You're not here. So would
I feel like less of a man, man?
After seeing that, I'm just like, yeah, backing up that kind of sucks. Good scene.
Yeah, good scene.
Herb the Dickless.
Poor Herb. Elk is gonna actually, like, during this entire time of dealing with.
We're like investigating like necromancy, yeah, right? And Breach Hill being invaded.
Benson just wanted to see if he could help a fucking guard he used to work with.
He's like, I knew this guy.
Sorry.
This is what a tabletop RPG is about.
Yes, yeah. It is.
In the face of, you know, sheer destruction and evil plans, the only thing that are important are pickles and people who have been stabbed in the penis.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, God.
See, it's like at this point of...
My face hurts.
See, it's like at this point, like, you're talking to this guy and you're just like, so, how's Bessie taking it? Like, can you still get an erection?
Yeah, but it fucking hurts.
God.
Oh, man.
Well, you at least got that.
We're such fucking idiots.
Yeah. But the whole time, this is going on, Elk is looking at the tracks. Like, he's looking into where the woods are, and he's just going to start walking towards the woods.
All right. Elkwood, do you think it wise we try to follow now? I know my power is almost depleted for the day, so...
It's getting late, after all.
If we were to carry on, I do not know how much help that would be.
How late?
It's about 6 or 7.
We were traveling underground for, like, hours.
Yeah.
The distance underground from Breach Hill with no horses. From Hunter Hill.
Yeah, he will just stop at the edge of the woods for a moment. Could you just pass your light over here? I just need to take a look.
All right,
like, I just want to make a sweep around the perimeter. I don't want to lose any tracks.
Adelar, cast light.
Okay.
Elk looks down, sort of takes in the information, and you feel content.
Good.
You feel content. So the night comes in. You guys gonna go to Caden's Keg again?
Yes.
Okay.
Benson's gonna turn into an alcoholic.
Do I have time to compose and send another letter?
Yeah. Yep.
I do that.
I need those rings back.
Kezra, drunk as usual, harassing Caden's Keg.
Do you all sell pickles here? Really, really, I've been enjoying them.
Oh my gosh.
We have some pickles. Here, pulls out a very lackluster looking pickle.
Oh no.
Benson, raging for some reason, kicks the door and, give me some fucking pickles!
You don't need to shout.
Oh yeah, I don't know why I was angry. Just give me some pickles.
You just need to pay.
He's just angry.
You spend the night talking and conversing with everyone, telling more outrageous stories, eating pickles, dousing yourself in pickle juice.
I single-handedly destroyed the gelatinous cube. My friends all trapped inside. So I burned it. Burned it to the ground.
I think Adelar's just, you know, he's just sipping his drink, just looking at Kezra like, just another day in the life.
He's like, wait, just combining the pickle juice and the alcohol.
This is a drink. Pickle shots. If it hadn't been for me, they'd be nothing but this pickle juice that you see before you. That's how I slayed the cube. The jelly cube.
This, on the record, this might be one of my favorite episodes ever.
It is good.
You guys drink and party on into the night.
Elk is actually not going to drink that much.
Elk
point.
Seriously disappears throughout the night, but you assume he went to bed.
Yeah.
I want to flash forward about an hour as we drifted away from Caden's Keg. We see a very small man running through the woods. And eventually he sort of stumbles over himself. He still has his manacles on him.
And he's like, fucking, get the fucking things off of me. Damn it.
It looks to be Calmont. He has ran far away north. And he finds a rock somewhere in the grass. And he begins to take it with one hand and try to, like, jam it onto the manacles to try to break them. And as he's doing that, he looks up and he sees a wolf. Just like, oh, fucking good dog. You don't want to eat me. Halflings don't taste good. So just we taste the pickles and alcohol.
Dogs don't like that, right?
Good
pickles.
Good dog.
And he sort of stands up and he tries to, like, slowly step backwards to step away from this very threatening wolf that's just approached him.
And Skull's just not really, like, growling, just kind of approaching, just sniffing, not really angry, like, or anything. But the thing is, he's, you know, the wolf's freaking faster than him.
Yes.
So he's a pace behind, and so Elk is tracking him, like, just, I'm assuming it's clear night.
Super clear night.
So he's just tracking. He just has, like, a maniacal smile on his face, like, because he's been wanting this for a while. It's been a while since he's been able to do this.
You finally catch up, and you see Calamont's back as he's sort of stepping up backwards towards you, stepping away from Skult, and Skult is slowly just approaching him. Not making any sudden moves, just making, and Calamont sort of keeping that same distance, and eventually Calamont backs up into your legs.
And I guess it means that I also hunt prey on this. But
oh, yeah. You've definitely hunted.
I've been hunting the prey shit like this. Yeah, but hello, Calamont. And he has a sword drawn.
Oh, God. Holy fuck, you.
A midnight stroll, I see.
Yeah. Yeah. A midnight stroll to get fuck away from Rachel.
Now, we won't allow that. See, I need to ask you a question, and you just ran off without us being able to come back. So we've encountered a scenario. Vaz, your...
What about her?
So, we saw that she was the one that bought the paper that you used to summon that Ifrit.
Oh, yeah, I stole it from her. And I'd do it again.
Of course you would.
I'd probably steal something in the next town and come back and kill you with it.
Of course. And a second question, then. Then I'll allow you to go, I guess. Do you know anything about her activities involving necromancy?
Necromancy?
So you don't
she
know...
She did tend to like Norgurba a bit.
Norgurba?
I mean, she always corrected me on him.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Fuck it. That's all I can say.
Oh, so this even makes it even more sweeter. You are really that insignificant. You've just been causing a delay in all of her actions. So she's the mastermind. And you are just a tiny little shit on the road. See, the first time after surviving that fire, I felt an itch. And it's so close. And he just calls Skult, attack. And just...
He turns around and realizes that that's your wolf. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he just starts running as fast as he can away.
Yeah, same smile on his face. Skult chases after him.
Skult catches up pretty quick.
Attacks.
Grabs him by the foot, drags him down, and just puts his mouth over Calmont's throat.
No. Hold on, boy.
Get him the fuck off of me.
Hold on. And then he's just gonna kneel over and just, with sword in hand, just slowly hold it against his throat. Do you have any last words, Calmont?
Go fuck yourself.
Good words. And he just impales him right through the throat. And, like, the entire time he's just, like, that smile is just, like, releasing a breath. Sits for a moment, and then grabs the corpse and just starts dragging it back to town.
An elk picks up the body of Calmont.
I'm assuming I can.
He's quite small. You drag him by his chains and start heading back to Breachville that you can see in the distance. And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Man, who the fuck is Elk? Jeez.